Shas Illuminated presents the following shir by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We are now Be'ezras Hashem up to the Gemara and Aftes. Before we start the Gemara and Aftes, I would like to go back for a few minutes to the Gemara before and Aftes on the base. The Gemara brings down the following maisa. Avina havelon nidro de besu. Avina's wife made an eder. Also a kamedra of Ashi. Avina came before Ravashi. On my way, Baal mahu she'yase shliach charata sishte. Can a baal become a shliach for the charata of one's wife? Amar lei, Ravashi told Avina, imechanfin in iloi loi. Now to explain the shaila of Ravina, if a baal can be na'ase shliach charata sishte or not, and so too to explain that Ravashi told Avina, imechanfin in iloi mechanfin loi, we find that the Ran brings down the following machlokes harishenim. The Rambam in Perek Vav Mehilchos Shavuos Halacha Dalet says that our Gemara shaila is only as far as the Baal is concerned. By another person besides for the Baal, it is pashut that another person cannot be na'aseh shliach l'charata, but rather one needs that the person who made the neder himself has to come to Beis Din. The Ran then goes on to bring that the Baal Yateisus are chiluk on the Rambam. The Baal Yateisus again understand that our Gemara shaila is only as far as the Baal is concerned, but they understand that a regular person, another person besides for the Baal, could be Nasa Shriach Chacharata. We do not need that the person who made the neder himself has to come in front of Beis Din. Only as far as the Baal is concerned, does the Gemara have a shaila of a Baal can be Nasa Shriach Chacharata Sishtei. The Baal Yateisus explained that by a Baal, there is a chash that he might be maisif on the charata of his wife. Since Nidrei Ishtei Koshin Olav, he might add on to the charata of his wife, even though that is not the real reason behind her charata. And that is the reason why Ravina had a tzad that a baal cannot be na'aseh shliach charata sishtei. According to the Baal Yateisus, that the Ravashi told Ravina, imechanfin in, iloi mechanfin loi, is because if the basin were anyways gathered together, and the baal did not have to go and gather the basin together, then we are now choshesh that the baal will be meisif on the charata of his wife. On the other hand, if the baal himself has to go through the tircha of gathering the basin together, then we are choshesh that he might be meisif on the charata of his wife. And therefore, iloi mechanfin, a baal cannot be nasa shliach v'charata sishtei. That is according to the Baal Yateisus. According to the Rambam, who understands that as far as anyone else is concerned besides for the Baal, it is Poshut, that someone else cannot be Nasa Shriach. The Gemara Shaila as far as a Baal is because a Baal is better than a regular Shriach. A Baal is Ke'ishtai. And since a Baal is Ke'ishtai, that is why Ravina had a Shaila if a Baal could be Nasa Shriach Charatas Ishtai or not. On that, the Gemara says, Ravashi told Ravina, Yimechanfin in Iloi Mechanfin Loi, which the Ran explains that according to the Rambam, since the one who made the neder has to come in front of Beis Din, and that a baal is different is only because of Baal Keshtai. That we rely on Baal Keshtai is only if the Beis Din were anyways gathered together. But we do not rely on Baal Keshtai in order for us to gather the Beis Din together in order to matter one's wife's neder. Now, as far as to understand the sheet of the Rambam, who says that our Gemara Shaila is only as far as a baal is concerned, since a baal is Keshtai, as far as anyone else, it is pashut that someone else cannot be na'aseh shliach l'charata. We find two mahalchim in the Rishonim, in the Ran, and so too is Mavur in the Radvaz and the Rambam. The Ran and the Radvaz both understand that according to the Rambam, for sure the neder himself cannot send a letter to Beis Din in which it is written his neder and his charata for his neder. Beis Din cannot be matter a neder with just a letter that the neder wrote and sent to Beis Din. The Beis Yosef and Simon Reish Chav Ches on the other end brings down from the Rashba that the Rashba argues, and the Rashba understands that even according to the Shita of the Rambam, but if the Neder himself would send in a letter, it could be the Rambam would agree that Beis Din will be able to matter the Neder based on the Neder's letter. As Rashba says, the Ksav Yodei Odif Mishliach. Now to understand the Machlokes between the Ran and the Rashba, if according to the Rambam, a letter of the Neder could possibly help or not, l'chayra the Machlokes is based on a fundamental shaila as far as how to understand the sheet of the Rambam. That the Rambam understands, that the Neder himself has to come to Beis Din in order for Beis Din to matter his Neder, is it because we say that only if the Neder himself comes to Beis Din, Only then do we see that the neder was really mischaret. And if someone else comes to Beis Din to say over the charat of the neder, we do not really know if the neder really has charat or not. Is that the pshat? Or do we say no? That the reason why the neder himself has to come to Beis Din is because for Beis Din to matter the neder, Beis Din can only be matter the neder in front of the one who made the neder. And for that reason, we need the neder to come to Beis Din. That is the basis of the previous Machlokes HaRishonim. If one is to understand the Rambam, that the reason why the Rambam understands that we need the neder himself to come to Beis Din is in order for us to know that the neder really has charata, if so, a mechtav of the neder would also work. If the neder would write a letter, that would also work, since with the letter he is expressing his charata. And Beis Din can rely on the letter to show that the neder really has charata. And for that reason, the Rashba understands that even according to the Rambam, that someone else cannot be Nasa Shviach Charata, but still a letter would work. Ran, on the other hand, understands that according to the Rambam, a letter cannot possibly work. Since the Ran understands that according to the Rambam, in order for Beis Din to be matter a neder, Beis Din can only be matter the neder in front of the one who made the neder. And for that reason, if a neder would send in a letter, even though Beis Din knows that the neder has Charata, but still, the neder is not in front of Beis Din, and Beis Din can only be matter the neder in front of the neder. From the Ran, one sees a bigger chiddush. From the Ran, one sees, and so too is Mavur in the Mishnah Melech, that even according to the Baalei HaTosfos, who argue on the Rambam, and hold that someone else could be Nasa Shviach, but still, they do not necessarily hold that the neder could send in a letter to Beis Din. A letter might not work. L'chaira the Pshat and the Ran is because the Ran understands that even according to the Baalei HaTosfos, the Baalei HaTosfos also agree that we need that the neder himself should come to Beis Din in order for Beis Din to matter his neder. Just the Baalei HaTosfos understand that the neder can make a shliach. And midin shulchai shal adam kemaisai, a shliach is considered as if the one who made the neder is in Beis Din. And for that reason, the Ran is a tzad that even though a shliach could work, but a letter will not work, since by a letter we do not see as if the neder is in Beis Din. In the Rambam we find that the Rambam says the following lashon, that a baal is na'ase shliach charatas eshtei, umatirin la, ubavad shu ashoisha mekubatzim, as long as the three were already gathered, avoy yikavetz oisano hatva l'chadchila, l'chadchila you cannot gather them. The Rambam ends off by saying, according to our gersa, ve'enoi na'ase shliach l'hatir neder le'eshtei. The obvious kasha is, the Rambam just got finished saying that a baal is na'ase shliach charatas eshtei. So what does the Rambam mean when he says, ve'enoi na'ase shliach l'hatir neder le'eshtei? Now, to explain our gersa in the Rambam, we find two basic mahalchim in the Rishonim. The Meiri and Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahara explain the Rambam as follows. Even though a baal could be na'ase shliach charatas eshtei, but that is only as far as expressing his wife's charata. As far as the heter of Beis Din is concerned, Beis Din can only be matter the neder in front of the isha. And we do not say that since the baal was na'ase shliach, therefore it is considered in front of the isha. According to the pshat of the Meiri and Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahara in the Rambam, one sees that one needs the neder to be in front of Beis Din is for two reasons. First of all, in order for the neder to express his charata. Second of all, in order for Beis Din to matter the neder, Beis Din can only be matter the neder in front of the one who made the neder. And for that reason, the Rambam says that even though we say that a baal could be na'ase shliach, but that is only as far as expressing the charata of one's wife is concerned. As far as the heter neder is concerned, Beis Din can only be matter the neder in front of the one who actually made the neder. And since, as we said before, the Rambam understands that our Gemara is only as far as the baal is concerned, someone else cannot be na'ase shliach. From the Rambam, one sees that someone else cannot be na'ase shliach even as far as expressing the charata of the neder. Even as far as expressing the charata of the neder, only a baal can express the charata of the neder, and no one else can. That is the pshat of the Meiri and Abeinu Avraham and Ahar in the Rambam. The Ravid, on the other hand, explains the Rambam differently. The Ravid explains that the Rambam says that a baal cannot be na'ase shliach l'hatir the neder of his wife is referring to being matir the neder without charata, being matir the neder with a pesach. As you find later on in the Gemara Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara says that there are two ways with which one can be matir a neder. Either one can be matir a neder with charata, with that the neder no longer wants a neder, he has charata from the neder, or with a pesach. that had he known, he would never have wanted to make the neder to begin with. And for that reason, the Ravid says that even though a Baal can be naaseh shliach chacharot ha'seshtei, but a Baal cannot be naaseh shliach to create a Pesach for the neder of one's wife. Davi's kasha is, what is the difference between charot and Pesach? That by charot we say that a Baal could be naaseh shliach v'charot ha'seshtei. Now, on the other hand, as far as Pesach is concerned, we say that a Baal cannot be naaseh shliach to create a Pesach for the charot of one's wife. So before we explain the Ravid, I would like to be makdim with the following shaila. As we find later on the Gemara Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, there are two ways with which one can be matir a neder. Either one can be matir a neder with a yachid mumcha, or one can be matir a neder with three head yaitim. Now, as far as a yachid mumcha is concerned, that a yachid mumcha has the ability to matir a neder, we find that the Ran brings down a machoikis harishainim. The Ran brings down that the Ramban Shita is that a Yachid can be matir a neder is only if he is samach. As only if that Yachid had smicha, only then can a Yachid mumcha be matir a neder. The Rambam, on the other hand, in Perek Vav, Mehocha Shavuos Halacha, argues, and the Rambam understands that any Chacham Muvak, even if he does not have smicha, he can still be matir a neder, since in order for Yachid mumcha to be matir a neder, one does not need smicha. Now, one has to understand Pshat of the Rambam. What is a pshat? That the Rambam holds one does not need smicha in order for the Yachin Mumcha to matir neder. Okay, without smicha, he is not considered a dayan. Just like we find in the Rambam, Perek Tesayin, Mehochas Eidos, Halacha Hei. So, okay, from the Rambam, one sees that the Rambam understands that a Yachin Mumcha to matir neder is not because the Yachin Mumcha is himself considered like a beistin, but rather, one does not need a beistin in order to matir neder. One can be matir a neder without a beis din. The Ramban, who argues and understands that a yachid mumcha can only be matir a neder if the yachid mumcha has smicha, is okay because the Ramban understands, as we find in the Rashbam above Abbas with Avkov Chafim Abbas, that we say that a yachid mumcha can be matir a neder is because a yachid mumcha is considered like a beis din. And for that reason, we need that the yachid mumcha should have smicha, because only then is he considered a dayan for us to say that a yachid mumcha is considered like a beis din. Now, let's go a step further. According to the Shita of the Rambam, that we do not need smicha in order for the Yachin Mumcha to matir neder, which, as we explained, is because the Rambam understands one does not need a beis din in order to matir neder. Now, what is the halacha in that we find that three ad yetim can matir neder? Is because we say that three ad yetim are considered a beis din as far as het and nedarim are concerned? Or do we say no, that according to the Rambam, even that three adyatim have the ability to matir a neder is only because we say that three adyatim take the place of the yachin mumcha. And just like yachin mumcha has the ability to matir a neder without being considered a beis din, so too three adyatim can matir a neder even though they are not considered a beis din. In the Rambam, one sees the following chiddush. The Rambam understands that we say that three adyatim have the ability to matir a neder is only if there is no Yachin Mumcha. If there is a Yachin Mumcha, then even b'di'eved, three hedyotim cannot be matir a neder. So do we find in the Pesachei Tshuva, in Shulchan Aruch Yerdeis, in Reish Chav Ches of Katan Aleph, that the Pesachei Tshuva brings down Meshem the Rav and Bechiris, that the Rav understands that even b'di'eved, if there is a Yachin Mumcha available to matir the neder, then three hedyotim cannot be matir the neder, and the neder will not become hutzar. On the other hand, the Ran in Adarim Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph argues, and the Ran understands that halacha, that three adyatim cannot be matir a neder if there is a yachin mumcha, is only a din l'chatchila. And the whole din l'chatchila is mishum the kavod of the yachin mumcha. To understand pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam and the Rav both understand that even b'di'eved the neder will not become huter if there is a yachin mumcha available to matir the neder, we find that Betzal Zolti in his Sefer Mishnah Siyavitz on Hochas Rishona Simon and Gimel explains as follows. That the Rambam understands that the three adyatim have the ability to matir a neder is not because three adyatim are considered a beis din, and a beis din has a koyach to matir a neder, but rather it is because three adyatim take the place of a yachin mumcha. And just like yachin mumcha can matir a neder without being considered a beis din, so too three adyatim can be matir a neder, since they are considered as if they are taking the place of the yachin mumcha. And for that reason, the Rambam and the Rav both understand that the three adyatim work to be matir a neder is only if there is no yachin mumcha. Only then do we say that the three adyatim can take the place of the yachin mumcha. But if there is a yachin mumcha there, then the three adyatims Heter will not help, since they are not considered a Beis Din. On the other hand, the Ran understands that the three Adyatim have the ability to matter neders because three Adyatim are considered like a Beis Din. And it is not because we say that they take the place of the Yachin Mumcha. And since that they have the ability to matter neders because they themselves are considered like a Beis Din, for that reason we say that b'di'eved, even if the Yachin Mumcha was available, their heter will be chal. That the l'chatchila they cannot be matter neder. If there is a Yachin Mumcha available, it is only because of the kavod of the Yachin Mumcha. Again, based on this understanding, there is a tremendous machlokes harishonim if that the three adyatim can matter neder. Is it because we say that three adyatim are considered like a Beis Din, or do we say no? That even though three adyatim are not considered like a Beis Din, they still have the ability to matter neder. L'chayra de Shaila is the basis of the machlokes that we find between Rabbi Kveger and Tshuva Siman Ayin Gimel, and the Nachal Yitzchak, Chayish Mishpat Siman Gimel Sif Dalid. If a Beis Din of four are kosher to matter a neder or not, there is a halacha that for Beis Din one needs to make sure that the Beis Din is not shakal, that there is no even number on the Beis Din. A Beis Din shakal is not considered a Beis Din. What is halacha as far as Heter Nedarim are concerned? Can a Beis Din shakal be matter a neder or not? As far as Nidui, we saw before in the Gemara in the Avches Min Alf that the Gemara says Nidu b'chalayim tzarech asara b'nei adam ahater lay. That 10 b'nei adam can matter a Nidui, even though a Beis Din shakal is not considered a Beis Din, is l'chayra because we say that a Nidui b'chalayim does not need a heter a Beis Din. And for that reason we find that the Rishonim that understand that even if we have 10 b'nei adam b'zah charzah, even if the 10 b'nei adam are not together, they can still be matter a Nidui b'chalayim. Because again, a Nidui b'chalayim does not need a heter a Beis Din. Therefore, 10 b'nei adam can matter a Nidui b'chalayim. But as far as Heter Nedarim are concerned, again we find the tremendous machlokes ha'achrayim between Rabbi Kveger and Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, if a Beis Din shakal can matter a neder or not. Well, here the basis of this machlokes ha'achrayim is based on the previous shaila. Do we understand that we need a Beis Din in order to matter a neder? Or do we say no, that there is no halacha that one needs a Beis Din in order to matter a neder? Now, getting back to our Gemara, one can understand that there is a halacha that we need that the neder himself should come to Beis in order for Beis to matter the neder, is because we say that just like by any din there is a halacha that Beis cannot be dan a din only in front of the Baal Din, so too as far as Heter Nedarim are concerned, in order for Beis to matter a neder, which as we explained according to the Shita of the Ran and other Rishonim, one needs a Beis Din. Therefore, one can say that Heter Nedarim is considered as if it is a din, that Beis Din is paskening a din on the one who made the neder, and they are paskening a din on the one who made the neder, that his neder is mutter. In order for Beis Din to pasken that din, one needs that the neder should be in front of Beis Din, just like any other din, that Beis Din can only pasken a din in front of the Baal Din. And so do we find that the Keren Ha'ir is mitzadeh, that is a pshat. Why Beis Din can only be matter a neder in front of the neder, and so do we find in the Sefer Maisechia and Siman Tes. Based on this, one can explain the Ravid as follows. That the Ravid understands that according to the Rambam, even though a Baal is nas as shuach charata sishtai, that is only as far as the heter of charata is concerned, as far as the heter of Pesach, one needs the neder himself, is because there is a fundamental difference between the heter of charata and the heter of Pesach. As we find in the Gemara later on in the fine Zayin or base, that the Gemara says that as far as a heter nedarim b'charata, one can even be matter a neder standing up. As far as the heter nedarim b'pesach, one needs that the Beis Din should sit at the time that they are being matter the neder. L'chayo, one can explain that as far as a heter nedarim b'charata, one does not need a teras Beis Din in order to matter a neder with a charata. On the other hand, to matter a neder with a Pesach, one needs to be considered a Beis Din in order to matter a neder with a Pesach, because being matter a neder with a Pesach is considered a din. And for that reason, the Ravid understands that even though a Baal could be nasa shuach charata sishtai, but as far as being matter a neder with a Pesach, since being matter a neder with a Pesach is considered a din, for that reason we say that one needs that the neder himself should come to Beis Din. If the neder himself is not in Beis Din, Beis Din cannot possibly be matter the neder not in front of the Baal Din, who is the neder. That is okay how one can explain the Shita of the Ravid. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Mishnah on the Aftes Amin Aleph says, Kenidre Yerushayim, Nadar ben Nazir, Uber Karben, Uber Shvua. Which the Gemara explains to mean that he said, Kenidre Rishaim Hareini, Kenidre Rishaim Alai, Kenidre Rishaim Hemenu. When he says Kenidre Rishaim Hareini, then we say that he means to say Hareini Benaziras. When he says Kenidre Rishaim Alai, then we say he means Kenidre Rishaim Alai Bekarbin. When he says Kenidre Rishaim Hemenu, then we say he means to say Kenidre Rishaim Hemenu Beshvua. The Rishonim, for example, the Ran and the Rosh both explain that our Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah on Daf Beis, which explains Yadeis Nedarim Kenedarim. So too our Mishnah is coming to explain the halacha of Yadeis Nedarim Kenedarim in a case of Kenidre Rishayim. Tesis before Daf Beis and Mabeis asks the following kasha. Tesis asks, why did the Mishnah in Shavuah say Kol kinuye shvuas kishvuas? Just like the Mishnah in Nazir says, Kol kinuye naziras kinaziras. Tesis answers the kasha by saying that the reason why the Mishnah in Shvuas did not say Kol kinuye shvuas kishvuas is because the Mishnah in Shvuas cannot say Kol yadeis shvuas kishvuas, since there is no halacha of yadeis as far as shvuas is concerned. Miriam Nafkimel asks, how can Tesis possibly say that there is no halacha of yadeis shvuas kishvuas, so here in our Mishnah one clearly sees that there is halacha of yad shvua keshvua, as our Mishnah says, if someone says kenidre rishayim heimenu, kenidre rishayim heimenu, we say that he means to say heimenu b'shvua. Kenidre rishayim, again, the Rishonim explain, is yadeis. So here one clearly sees in our Mishnah that there is halacha of yadeis shvuas keshvuas. To answer this kash, we find two basic mahalachim and achrinim. The first mahalach is the mahalach of Rav Naftali. Rav Naftali says that there are two different types of shvuas. First of all, there is a shvua that the Torah says in Parashas Matis, that the pasuk says Ish ki yidar neder o yishava shvua lo yachel dvarei. That in that parasha, it was nischadish that a person has the ability to create an iser gavra, just like panadarim, a person has the ability to create an iser chavta. In the parasha of shvuas, it was nischadish that a person has the ability to create an iser shvua. And on such a shvua, the Torah says in the Isra of Yachel Dvarei, that a person cannot be over on the Isra that he created with his shvua. Then there is a second parasha of shvuas, which was said in Parashas Kadesh, when the pasuk says V'loisi Shavu V'shmi LaShaker, that there is an Isra of shvua sheker, and on the Isra of shvua sheker there is a chiv carbon. On the Isra of Bal Yachel, on the other hand, there is no chiv carbon. And as far as the Isra of shvua sheker, the Isser is for the Sheker that he said with his Shvua, that he was Meshaker with his Shvua. By Shvua L'Shavar, for example, if someone made a Shvua that he already did something and he did not do what he said he did, then the Sheker is at the time of Shvua itself. As far as a Shvua L'Abba, if someone made a Shvua that he will do something, with that he was not Mekayim what he said that he will be Mekayim, it comes out that the Shvua that he made was a Shvua Sheker. Based on this, Rav Naftali answers the previous kasha that we asked on Tesis as follows. That the Tesis says that there is no halacha of yadeis as far as shvuas is concerned is only as far as the iser of shvua sheker. If someone made a shvua sheker with the yad of a shvua, he is not over on the iser of shvua sheker. But as far as the din of shvua, that someone can create an iser with a shvua and be over on the iser of Bal Yachel, as far as such a shvua, there is halacha of yadeis shvuas kishvuas, just like there is halacha of yadeis nedarim kinedarim. And for that reason, even though the Mishnah in Shvuas could not have said yadeis shvuas kishvuas, since the Mishnah of Shvuas is referring to all different types of shvuas, including shvua sheker, but on the other hand, our Mishnah of kenidre rishayim heimenu, which is yad of a shvua, our yad of a shvua is a yad of a shvua as far as Bal Yachel is concerned. And as far as Bal Yachel, there is halacha of yodes shvuas kishvuas. With this yisaid, we find that the achrenim, for example, of Shmuel and Tzum Beis, and the Mishnah Siyavitz near Adea Simon Yer Gimel, explain the following chiddush that we find in the Ravid. The Ravid, Nasagas, Perek Beis, Milcha Shvuas, Halacha Dalet, says the following chiddush. If someone made a shvua without mentioning the Shem Hashem, then he is chayev achiyav korban shvua, and he is chayev malkes for the avera Bal Yachel. But if someone was nishpa, and at the time of his shvua he was nishpa b'ashamayim v'aretz, then he is only over on the Isra Bal Yachel, and there is no korban shvua. The obvious kash is, what is a pshat, that if someone is nishba b'ashmayim v'aretz, that we say that he is oivre b'val yachel, and he is not chay v'korban shvua, mimonavshach. If the shvua is a full-fledged shvua, and for that reason he is oivre in Israel b'val yachel, so too he should be chay v'korban shvua. Based on that we said before, one can explain the rivet as follows. That if someone was nishba b'ashmayim v'aretz, the reason why he is not chay v'korban shvua is because we say that Korban Shvua, which comes for a Shvua Sheker, is only if one was Nishba Shvua Sheker with a Shem Hashem. And therefore, if one was Nishba B'Hashmayim V'Aretz, that there was no Shem Hashem, for that reason there is no Chiyav Korban Shvua. But that is only as far as the Parsha of Shvua relative to the Isser of Shvua Sheker. But as far as the Parsha of Shvua relative to the Isser of Bayachel Devarei, that parasha of Shvua does not need a Shem Hashem. And one is over the Isra b'yachal dvori, even if one was nishpa without a Shem Hashem. And for that reason, the Ravid understands that if someone was nishpa b'ashamayim v'aretz, he is over an Isra b'yachal dvori, even though he was not nishpa b'shem Hashem. That we find, that the Ravid understands that even if someone was nishpa without a Shem Hashem, he is still chai v'chiv korban shvua, is only because if someone was nishpa without a Shem Hashem, it is considered as if he was nishpa b'shem Hashem with the parasha of Yodis. And the Ravid understands that the parasha of Yodis was even said as far as the parasha of Shvua Sheker is concerned. But that is only if one made a Shvua without saying the Shem Hashem. But if one made a Shvua and said b'ashamayim v'aretz, that we cannot go with the parasha of Yodis and say that we see as if he made a Shvua b'shem Hashem, since he said a complete Dibur by saying b'ashamayim v'aretz. And therefore, since he said a complete Dibur b'ashamayim v'aretz, we cannot go with a parasha of Yodis and see as if he said the Shem Hashem. For that reason, we say that there is no Chiyav Korban Shvua, because again, the Chiyav Korban Shvua is for a Shvuas Sheker b'Shem Hashem. That is how one can explain the Shita of the Ravid. So again, the first Mahalach, as far as how to answer Tesis from the Halacha that we see in our Mishnah, that there is halacha of Yodes Shvuas Keshvuas, is by saying that halacha of Yodes Shvuas Keshvuas is only as far as the Israel Bal Yachel is concerned. And for that reason we say that just like there is a parasha of Yodes Nedarim Kenedarim, so too there is a parasha of Yodes Shvuas Keshvuas. But as far as Shvuas Sheker, there is no halacha of Yodes Shvuas Keshvuas, but rather one has to say a complete Sheker. If one did not say a complete Sheker, even though he said a Yad of a Shvua, Sheker, he is not over the Isser of Shvua Sheker. The second Mahalach is that we find in the Meiri. The Meiri in the Daf Gimel answers his Kasha on Tesvis by saying that when someone says K'nidre Risham Himenu, it is as if he is saying a complete Shvua, and therefore it is better than Yad. And even though there is no Lach of Yadei Shvuas Keshvuas, but still K'nidre Risham Himenu will work, since K'nidre Risham is as if he said a complete Shvua. L'chayr, one can explain the Miri's Teretz based on that we find in our Gemara. That our Gemara explains that when he said, K'nidre Risham Himenu, he said, Himenu Shalei Oichel. The Gemara asks, Yihachi Melo Meimra. The Gemara answers, Mao Detema Hoi Mapik Shvua Mipumei. Kamash Mulan. Now to understand that our Gemara says that there is a Havamina that he has to be Moiti Shvua Mipumei. On that the Gemara says, Kamash Mulan, we find the Machlekes HaRishayim as far as how to learn the Kamash Mulan. The Nemuki Yosef explains that the Kamash Mulan is that one does not need a Lashon Shvua. Even though he was not Mapik Shvua Mipumei, it is still considered a full-fledged Shvua. On the other hand, the Rosh explains that even though there is Halacha, that one has to be Mapik Shvua Mipumei, but with him saying K'nidre Risham Heimenu Dwaya Chilna, we see as if he said a Lashon Shvua Mipumei. Okay, that the Rosh understands. That the Kamash one of our Gemara is that we see as if he was Maitzi Shvua Mipumei is based on the Parsha of Yodes. That based on the Parsha of Yodes, we say that we see as if he was Maitzi Shvua Mipumei. On the other hand, according to Muki Yosef, that the Kamash one of our Gemara is that we do not need that he should be Maitzi Lashon Shvua Mipumei. Then, when someone said K'nidre Risham Himenu Dwaya Chilna, he said a complete Shvua. Since we do not need that he should be Moitzi a Lashon Shvua Mipumei. L'chayra, that is how one can explain the Shita of the Miri, that the Miri understands the Kamash, one of our Gemara, like the Nemuki Yosef. And for that reason, the Miri explains that even though Tesis understands that there is no halacha of Yodes, Shavuos, Kishavuos, still in our Mishnah, one does not need the halach of Yodes, Shavuos, Kishavuos. And even without the halach of Yodes, Shavuos, Kishavuos, still when someone says, Kendidri Risham, Himenu Dwei Chilna, he said a complete Shavua. That is one way with which one can understand the Teretz of the Meiri. Another way with which one can understand the Teretz of the Meiri is as we find in the Sefer Rosh Hashanah and Adar Siman Aleph. The Rabbeim Gorowitz explains the Meiri's Teretz as follows. That even if we are to understand that the Meiri explains the Gemara's Kamashmon, as we said before, B'Shem the Rosh, and so too we find in Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar, that even though there is a halacha that one needs to be Meitzi Shvua Mipumei, one needs a Lashon Shvua, still it is considered as if he said a Lashon Shvua based on the Parsha of Yodes. Still, Tosfos says that the reason why the Mishnah and Shvuas and not say Yodei Shvuas Kishvuas is because by Shvuas we do not say the halacha of Yodei Shvuas Kishvuas. Reb Leib explains that there are two different type of yodes. There is one halach of yodes as far as expressing one's intentions, that even though one did not express one's intentions completely, still we say that based on the parasha of yodes, we see as if he expressed his intentions completely. But then there is another parasha of yodes as well, that even where one expressed one's intentions completely, and we see from what he said that his intentions are to make an iser, but still, there is a halacha of a lashon shel nedarim, and there is a halacha of a lashon shel shvua. Now, as far as the halacha that one needs a lashon shel nedarim, one needs a lashon shel shvua, it was in Schadesh, a parasha of Yodes, that even without expressing a lashon shel nedarim, and even without expressing lashon shel shvuos, still a yad will help. For that reason, Abayev Gorowitz goes on to explain the Miri as follows. That Tosfos on Af Beis Amud Beis says that as far as Shavuos are concerned, we do not say Yodes Shavuos Kishavuos, that is only if he did not express his intentions completely. Then we say that even though as far as Nedarim, there is a halach of Yodes Nedarim Kedarim, but as far as Shavuos, the only way the Shavuos we consider a Shavuos is only if he expresses his intentions completely. But if he expressed his intentions completely, that his intentions are to make an Isser Shvua, even though he did not use a Lashon Shvua, for example, in our Mishnah, that he said, Kenidre Risham Himenu Dwei Chilna. The only Chisaron is our Gemara says, that he was not Mapik a Lashon Shvua, he did not express himself with a Lashon of Shvua. As far as that, Tosfos agrees that a Yad of a Shvua is enough to be considered a Shvua. And for that reason, our Mishnah says, that Kenidre Risham Himenu Dwei Achilna is considered a Shvua. So again, there are two ways how one can answer the Meiri's Kasha on the Shita of Tosfos, that by Shvuas we do not say Yodei Shvuas Kishvuas. Either by saying that Tosfos understands we do not say Yodei Shvuas Kishvuas is only as far as Shvuas Sheker is concerned, as far as the Isra Bal Yachel Dvorei, that if one makes a Shvua, he is creating an Isra with a Shvua, and he cannot be over on that Isra based on the Pasuk of Bal Yachel Dvorei. As far as that parasha of Shavuos, we say Yodes Shavuos Kishavuos. That is one way how one can answer the kash of the Meiri. The other way how one can answer the kash of the Meiri is as the Meiri says, that since he said Kenidre Risham Himenu, it is not considered a regular Yad, but rather it is as if he said Mefurish Shavuos, and therefore it is better than Yad. That is how the Meiri answers his kash on the Shita of the Baal Yatesvis. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara asks on that we say, Kenidre Risham Hareini means Hareini Benazirus. The Gemara asks, Doma Hareini Betainis Kalmar. Amar Shmuel answers the Kasha Kashayanazir Over Lefonov. They were talking about a case that a Nazir was Over Lefonov. The Gemara goes on to ask, on that we learned in our Mishnah, that Kenidre Risham Himenu means a Shvua. Doma Himenu Dachilna Kalmar. Maybe Himenu does not mean Dwaya Chilna, but rather Himenu means Dachilna. The Ran explains that the Gemara means to ask, since Himenu could mean Da'achilna, therefore it is considered Yodayim She'ein Meichichais. And Shmuel holds, Yodayim She'ein Meichichais Lehavin Yodayim. Rabbi Kiveger asks on the Ran, why the Ran only explain that the Gemara's Kasha is based on Shmuel Shita Yodayim She'ein Meichichais Lehavin Yodayim at this point of the Gemara, where the Gemara is talking about Kenidre Risham Himenu, which is considered a Shvua, why didn't the Ran explain the previous kasha of the Gemara of Kenidre Risham Hareini, that Kenidre Risham Hareini means Hareini Benazirus, that the Gemara asks, Doma Hareini Betainis Kamar, the Ran should explain that the Gemara's kasha is based on Shmuel Shitasei, the Yadayim She'einon Meichichas Lehavin Yadayim, and since Yadayim She'einon Meichichas Lehavin Yadayim And we can explain Hareini in one of two ways. Either Hareini means Hareini b'Nazirus, or Hareini means Hareini b'Tainus. For that reason, we should say that he does not become a Nazir with Hareini, since Yadayim she'ena mechichas lehavn Yadayim. That is the kasha that Reb Kiveger asks on the Ran. From the Ran, it is mashma that the Ran only found it necessary to explain that the Gemara's kasha is based on Shmuel Shitase only in the second kasha of the Gemara. In the first kasha of the Gemara's kasha is a kasha even without Shmuel Shita Yadayim she'ena mechichas lehavn Yadayim. Even if Shmuel would understand that Yadayim she'ena mechichas havin Yadayim, still the Gemara would have a kasha, Dilma Hareini b'tainis ka'omer. So to explain why the first kasha of the Gemara is a kasha, even if Shmuel would hold Yadayim she'ena mechichas havin Yadayim, we have to go back to the Ran before Nav Chesamad Aleph. The Gemara brings down the following memra of Rav Gidol Merav. Ha'imer Ashkim ve'eshne perek zeh. Eshne masachta zu neder gadol noder lelokei Yisrael. Now to explain that, the Gemara says, neder gadol noder lelokei Yisrael, we find a tremendous machlokes harishayinim. The Ran explains that even though the Gemara uses the lashon of neder gadol noder, the Gemara really means to say shvua gadol nishba. And we are talking about a case that he said, b'shvua eshne perek zeh. Since, as Ran goes on to say, that with a neder, one cannot possibly be mechayev himself to do a specific action. By neder, one can only create an iser chevtza, and therefore a Gemara has to be referring to Shvua. The Ritva, on the other hand, argues on the Ran, and the Ritva explains that our Gemara says neder is dafka, and our Gemara is not referring to nidrei yeser, but rather our Gemara is referring to nidrei hektish, that by the parasha of nidrei hektish it was neschadish, that with a neder a person can recover on himself to be maktish something for hektish. And so too from the parish of Nidri Hektish, we learn out that a person with a neder can mechayev himself to do a mitzvah. That is how the Ritva explains our Gemara. So again, we have Machlokes, Ran, and Ritva, how to explain that our Gemara says neder gadol noder lelokei Yisrael. The Ran explains our Gemara is referring to Shvua, since one cannot possibly make a neder that he will do a specific action, even if that action is a mitzvah. On the other hand, the Ritva explains that even though, as far as Nidri Isser are concerned, Nidri Isser is only to create an Isser on a Chevtza, but the neder that our Gemara is referring to is a neder that is learned out from the parasha of Nidri Hektish, that with a neder someone can mechayev himself to give something to Hektish, and so too someone can mechayev himself to do an action if the action is a mitzvah. The Gemara goes on to say, Omer of Gidol Merav, Ha'imer l'chaveyrei nashkim v'nishne perek zeh, Olav l'hashkim. The Ran explains that there are two chidushim in this memra of Rav Gidol Merav. First of all was Nischadesh with a Kabbalah ba'almol dvar mitzvah mehanya. Even though he was only mekabel on himself to do a dvar mitzvah, that Kabbalah is mechayev him to do a mitzvah. And second of all, it was Nischadesh that Olav lahashkim. He is the one who has to wake up first. The Ran explains the first chidush, that a Kabbalah dvar mitzvah of someone was mekabel on himself to do a mitzvah, that he is mechuyev to do a mitzvah is based on the pasuk of beficha zutztaka. From that a person has the ability to mechayev himself in staka, so too one has the ability to mekabel on himself, to mechayev himself in any other mitzvah. The obvious kasha on the Ran is, if the Ran understands that from beficha zutztaka we learn out that if someone is mekabel on himself to do a mitzvah, he is mechuyev to do that mitzvah, why in the Gemara before, when the Gemara says, Ha'imer Ashkim ve'eshne perek zeh, eshne masachta zu neder gadol noder lelokei Yisrael, why the Ran find it necessary to explain that the Gemara is lav dafka, and the Gemara means shvua, why didn't the Ran explain that the Gemara is dafka, and the Gemara is referring to the drasha b'ficha zutztaka, that from there we learn out that if someone is mekab on himself to do a dvar mitzvah, he is mechuyev to do that dvar mitzvah. And so to one can ask him again. The Goyin and Shulchan Aruch Yerdeya Simen Reishud Gimos of Katan Zayin brings down that the Shita of the Ran and so too the Ish Meforshim and the Rosh understands that there is no such thing as Nidre Mitzvah. The obvious kasha is, if so according to the Goyin, how does one understand that the Ran explains the Halach of Olav Lahashkim based on that a Kabbalah Ledvar Mitzvah is Mechayev someone to do a Mitzvah just like we find Halach of Beficha Zutztaka? So to answer Akash and the Ran, and so too to explain the Goyin, Ochira one has to say as we find by Rabbi Uvein and Simon Zayin, Reb Reuven explains the Ran that the Ran says that if someone is mekav on himself to do a mitzvah, that he's mechuyev to do the mitzvah based on the pasuk of Avicha Zutztaka, is not because if someone was mekav on himself to do a mitzvah, he is mechuyev with the parasha of Nedarim to do that mitzvah. Avicha Zutztaka and any other kabbalah dvar mitzvah is not included in the parasha of Nedarim. But rather what he is doing is that he is being mechayev himself in the mitzvah of tztaka. As we find that the Maritz in Chiluk Beis Yerodei Simen Chav Ches explains, the neder mitzvah are not a neder gomer. Just with one's Kabbalah, one accomplishes and now the mitzvah is mechayev him to do the mitzvah in a certain way. For example, if he said that he will give a certain amount of tzedakah, now he is mechuyev to give that amount of tzedakah because of the mitzvah of tzedakah. With his Kabbalah, he accomplished that now the mitzvah of tzedakah is mechayev himself in that amount. But again, it is not considered a neder. He is not mechuyev because of the parasha of Nedarim. And for that reason, the Ran couldn't have explained that the Gemara said before, neder gadol nader l'Elokei Yisrael, based on the halacha that one can mekabel on himself to do a dvar mitzvah. Since the kabbalah dvar mitzvah is not considered a neder. For that reason, the Ran had to explain that the Gemara before was referring to a shvua, not a neder. Even though there is a chiyuv, but that chiyuv is not a chiyuv mitzad, the parasha of Nedarim. And for that reason, the Goyen says that the shita of the Ran is that there is no such thing as nidre mitzvah. Nidre mitzvah is not considered a neder. All it is now the mitzvah is mechayev him to do whatever he was mekabel on himself to do. Based on this, one can explain our Ran as follows. That in the first Gemara, when the Gemara asked, in Nidre Risham Hareini, maybe Hareini means Hareini Matinus and not Hareini Benazirus. At that step, it was not necessary for the Ran to explain that the Gemara is asking Shmuel Shitasei, that Shmuel Yadayim She'enon Meichichas Lehavin Yadayim, even if Shmuel would understand that Yadayim She'enon Meichichas Havin Yadayim, still the Gemara would have a kasha, since, according to the Tzad, that Hareini means Hareini Matinus, there is no neder taking place whatsoever. Hareini b'tainis is not a neder. All Hareini b'tainis is that he is being mekabel on himself the mitzvah of tainis. Even though a kabbalah l'tainis is mechayev oneself b'tainis, but since it is not a neder b'tainis, for that reason we say that there is no yad whatsoever. And it is not even considered a yad she'enoy mechiyach. Just like we explained before in our previous share on the Gemara and Daf Vav. Only the next step of the Gemara, that he said, Kenidre Risham Himenu, that we have two ways how to explain Himenu. Either Himenu means the way Achilna, or Himenu means the Achilna, but no matter what Himenu means, he made a Shvua. The only question is, what did he mean with a Shvua? Did he mean to make a Shvua the Achilna, or he meant to make a Shvua the way Achilna? Only then does the Ran say that the Gemara's Kasha is based on Shmuel Shita Vedayim She'ena Mechiches Lo'yhav and Yadayim. Had Yadayim She'ena Mechiches been considered Yadayim, then Himenu would be considered a Yad She'ena Mechiches, that he means the way Achilna, since according to both Tzadim, he made a Shvua. That is Zechira, how one can answer B'Kiveger's Kasha on the Ran. Now let's go on to the next Sugya. The Gemara asks the following Kasha on a Mabes. The Gemara asks, Maishna Neidzer Deloi, what is a Pshat? That if someone says, Kenidre Ksherim Alai, such a neder does not work. Since we say that Ksherim do not make a neder, Dilma Asi Balidei Ta'kola, which the Rishenim explained to mean, that he might be Asi Balidei Ta'kola of the Isra Baal Ta'acher, Nedavan Amiloi, even if he would say, Kenidre Ksherim Alai, it still should not work, Dilma Asi Balidei Ta'kola. Now to explain that the Gemara says, Doma Asibo de Takal by Nedava, we find a tremendous machlekes harishainim. Rashi learns that the chshash of Doma Asibo de Takala is referring to Giza Vaveda. Let us be chashish that someone will go and be gizes or do Aveda with that animal that he was menadeh for a korban. And because of that chshash takala, we should say that ksherim are not menadeh an animal for a korban. The Rosh explains that the chshash takoa by nedava is that someone may come to you mayo by having hana from that animal that he was menadeh for a korban. The Ran, on the other hand, explains that we are worried about the same takoa that we are worried about by a neder. Just like by a neder, the chshash takoa is that that he might be over bevalta acher, so too by Nadava there is a chash takol that he might be over bevalta acher after Gimel Regolim. Now here one has to understand Pshat and Rashi and the Rosh. Why didn't Rashi and the Rosh explain like the Ran? Why didn't Rashi and the Rosh explain that the chash takola by Nadava is the same chash takola as Neder, that one might be over bevalta acher? Rashi explains that the reason why there is no chash bevalta acher is because we say that by Nadava kolhecha de isa begaza de rachmana isa. Since he was menadav a specific animal for a korban, therefore we say that wherever the animal is, it is as if it is already by hektish, and therefore there is no iser bevalta acher anymore. And that is l'chayr the pshat in the Rosh as well, that the Rosh understands that by Nadava there is no iser bevalta acher, because we say kolhecha de isa begaza de rachmana isa. And for that reason, the Rosh has to explain that the chash takol by Nadava is only because we are chishish that someone may come to Yumayel in the animal that he was menadeh for a korban. All the achrinim ask the following tmiya on the shita of Rashi. How can Rashi possibly say that there is no iser bal tacher by Nadava because we say kol hecha di isa begazad rachmana isa? There is a mefurisha gemara in Rosh Hashanah daf vav min aleph, and so too in Megillah daf chesam min aleph, that the gemara says that as far as bal tacher, a Nadava also has an Isser Bal Ta'acher. And even though there is a Sfar of Kohecha De'isa Be'gazad Rachmana Isa, but still one is Oyver Be'val Ta'acher by Nadava, which the Gemara says is based on that we have an extra Pasuk to tell me that one is Oyver Be'val Ta'acher, even though there is a Sfar of Kohecha De'isa Be'gazad Rachmana Isa. How can Rashi possibly say that there is no Isser Bal Ta'acher by Nadava? Since we say Kohecha De'isa Be'gazad Rachmana Isa, L'chira, in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and the Gemara in Megillah are mafurish that one is over bal tacher even by Nadava. So to answer this kasha, here one can say, as we find in the Ma'arit in Siman Kof Chav Talad, that the Ma'arit says the following chiddush. The Ma'arit says that the Gemara says one is over bal tacher by Nadava is only if one said harei alai korban al manas shoyes chayev b'achir yusa. In other words, there are two different ways how someone can be menadev a korban. Either someone can be menadev a korban by saying harei zeh korban, by being makdish a specific animal for a korban, or someone can be menadev a korban by saying harei alai korban al menas, that I should not be responsible if anything happens to this specific animal. L'chira, the pshat in the Ma'arit is that the Ma'arit understands that one is only over b'val ta'acher if he made a neder. If someone said Arezu Korban, all he did was that he was Maktish, a specific animal to be a Korban. There was no Neder whatsoever. And for that reason, the Ma'arit understands that there is no Isser of Bal Ta'acher. That one is Oiver and Isser of Bal Ta'acher is only if he said Arei Alai Korban. That when he said Arei Alai Korban, there is a Neder. And even though he said Almanash, Hoyeschai, Rach Yusa, but still he made a Neder with that he said Arei Alai. And for that reason, one is Oyver Beval Tacher, even though he is not responsible if anything happens to that specific animal. Based on the Ma'arit Zochir, one can explain the Rashi and the Rosh, who say that one is not Oyver Beval Tacher by Nadava, is because they are referring to Nadava Varezu. Only by Nadava Varea like Karben Almanash, who is Chai Bach Yusa, does the Gemara say that one is Oyver and Isra Beval Tacher. But now one has to understand, if the Pshat, why one is not over b'val tacher by Arezu, is because we say that there is no neder whatsoever. Why did Rashi find it necessary to explain that the reason why one is not over b'val tacher by Nadava is because we say kohecha de isa begaza de rachmana isa? Why did Rashi explain that the reason why one is not over b'val tacher by Nadava is because there is no neder whatsoever, just as we explained before b'shem the Ma'arit? So from Rashi Ochir one sees that Rashi understands that even when someone said Harezu, there is still a neder. There is still a neder taking place. The only reason why one is not over b'val tacher by Harezu is because with his saying Harezu, he was mekayim his neder. His neder was to makdish this specific animal to be a korban. And since he was makdish that specific animal to be a korban, and we say kolhecha de isa begaza de rachmana isa, for that reason he was mekayim his neder with his hektish. Because again, his nether was to give his animal to Hektish, and he gave his animal to Hektish, since Kohecha de Isa begaza de Rachmana Isa. That is only in a case of Arezu, in a case of Arei Alai Korban Almanash Hoyeschai Brach Yusa, with his nether of Arei Alai, he was not only mekabel on himself to makdish this specific animal and give a specific animal to hekdish, but rather we say that with that he said Rehalai, he was mechayev himself to makriv an animal for a korban. And even though he said amunash leischai b'achyusa, that if something happens to this specific animal, I am not responsible to bring another animal to makriv as a korban, but still, as long as this specific animal is around, he is mechuyev because of a Rehalai to makriv this animal as a korban. And for that reason we say that one is over b'val ta'acher after Gimel Regolim if he was not makriv that specific animal as a korban. The Ran on the other end argues, and the Ran understands that even by harezu korban, still, after Gimel Regolim one is over the iser b'val ta'acher. Now getting back to the Ran, l'chira one has to understand what is the pshat in the Ran. Again, the Ran says that the chshash ta'kol by Nedava is that one will be over b'val ta'acher after Gimel Regolim even by Nedava. Okay, one has to understand, why did the Ran say that the Chshash Tako is only after Gimel Regolim? With just one Regol, one is over Ba'asei, as the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. That one needs three Regolim is only as far as the Lav of Baal Ta'acher, but as far as Ba'asei, which is learned out from the Pasuk of Aveisem Shama, one is over Ba'asei with just one Regol. Okay, there is a Chshash Tako even before Gimel Regolim. This is the kasha that the Rashash asks on Aran. Okay, one can answer the Rashash's kasha on Aran with that we find in the Pnei Yeshua and Rishon and Daf Avim Beis, that the Pnei Yeshua is mechadish the following chiddush. The Pnei Yeshua says that one is over ba'asei with just one regal is referring to a person who is in Yerushalayim. Someone who is in Yerushalayim, if he was not makriv his carbon at the first regal, he is over be'isra asei. But if someone is not in Yerushalayim, then he is only over after three regolim in the Isra Baal Ta'acher, and he is not over on the Isra of Aveisem Shama. That is l'chaya one can answer the Rashash's kash on the Ran. But l'chaya one can say another mahalach as far as how to answer the Rashash's kash on the Ran. Even if we are to understand that the chiyuv of Aveisem Shama, the one is mechuyev to bring a korban the first regal, is even as far as someone who is not in Yerushalayim, still, the Ran found it necessary to explain that the Chshash Takol by Nedava is a Chshash Takol Baal Ta'acher after three Regolim. And that is because the Ran understands that Ksheirim were not Neder a Korban is only if there will be a Chshash Takol in the Neder itself. For example, Baal Ta'acher is Alochan Hilchas Nedarim, that after three Regolim one is Oiver B'Baal Ta'acher Nidroi. And the Ksheirim were Chishesh that they should not have a takola of an iser nedarim. And for that reason the Rashash explains that the chshash takola of our Gemara by Nedava is only a chshash takola baal ta'acher, as far as the mitzvah saseh of Aveisem Shama, since the mitzvah saseh of Aveisem Shama has nothing to do with his neder, for that reason one can say that they were not chishish for any other takolas that are not connected to the iser of nedarim. Based on this, one can go back to the Rosh and explain the Rosh as follows. That the Rosh explains our Gemara, that the Chshash Takol of our Gemara is because Reh Cheshesh, maybe someone will come to Yumayel by having Hanah from the animal that was Hukdash as a Korban. Again, we ask on the Rosh, why didn't the Rosh explain that one is over the Baal Ta'acher after Gimel Regolim, that the Chshash Takol is because of the Isra of Baal Ta'acher? As we find that the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Davav, the one is over b'val ta'acher even by Nedava. Well, here one can explain that the Rosh understands that the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the one is over b'val ta'acher by Nedava, is not the same b'val ta'acher as a neder. The b'val ta'acher by Nedava is because he has hekdesh by him. Since he has an animal that belongs to hekdesh by him, there is an iser b'val ta'acher that he is mechuyev to bring the animal that was hektish by him to hektish. He's mechuyev to makriv that animal as a korban. But that Baal Ta'acher by Nedava has nothing to do with the neder that he made. And for that reason, the Rosh could not explain our Gemara that the Chshash Takola is because of Baal Ta'acher that we find by Nedava, since that Baal Ta'acher has nothing to do with the Isser of Nedarim. That is a new parasha of Baal Ta'acher that was nischadish by Nedava, the one is mechuyev to bring all hektish that he has by him to hektish. And for that reason, the Rosh said that the only chshash takola by nedava that is connected to his neder is only a chshash me'ila. As we find that the Gemara says in Shavuos with me'ila, one is oiver b'val yachel. That is l'chaira, how one can explain the shita of the Rosh.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.